Mitt Romney's running mate campaigns today at his alma mater, Miami University in Oxford, Ohio. Paul Ryan graduated in 1992. NPR's Sammy Yenigun is there as well to hear what young voters think about the Republican candidate for vice president.
School hasn't even started yet, and Bagel and Deli in downtown Oxford, Ohio is already buzzing. The breakfast spot sits on a main road through campus and is a staple of the Miami University community. The outdoor seating area is a tight space packed with college students fresh off of summer vacation and parents helping them move into the dorms. Here sits Rob Harrelson, rocking a t-shirt that says Rush GOP, urging students to join the party as though it were a frat. He's a member of the College Republicans, and boy, is he fired up about Paul Ryan.
He's young, he's energetic, he's popular, he's rising through the ranks of the Republican Party and in the House. I think he's a great candidate. He's bringing a lot of energy to the campaign.
At 42, Paul Ryan is the nation's first vice presidential candidate from Generation X. Harrelson, who's 21, thinks Ryan's youth and ideas about the economy will pull more of today's college students to the right.
I absolutely think that Ryan will appeal to the younger voters with his budget proposal. It cuts government regulation. It cuts the red tape that's really crippling our economy. And I think that his plan will really resonate.
If that's true, it'd be good news for Republicans who lost a lopsided battle for young voters in the 2008 election. Only a third of voters under 30 voted for McCain, the biggest gap between young voters and older age groups since exit polling began in 1972. Patrick Haney's a professor of political science at Miami University, and he says both parties will have to work hard for the youth vote this year.
That voting age group, certainly in the last election, skewed to Obama, but they primarily skew toward not voting.
Of the students interviewed at Miami University, Xavier, and University of Cincinnati, only a handful knew the name Paul Ryan, and even fewer knew of his budget plan. Many said they were either uninterested in the race or planning to check in on it later. Tyler Hawkins is a senior at Xavier University in nearby Cincinnati.
Honestly, just been busy, and it's a little boring to me, so...
According to census data, the youth turnout hit its third highest rate ever in 2008 at 51%. Many expect that number to drop in 2012. Political scientist Patrick Haney isn't sure picking Ryan will make much of a difference.
So the question is a pick like that meant to have some impact on younger voters who there, I guess, you know, with some evidence to suggest were sort of tuning out of this election? Maybe, but I tend to doubt that age had much to do with the pick.
Haney suspects it has more to do with energizing the Republican base than bringing out the youth vote. Ryan's stances on social issues like abortion and gay marriage are more in line with traditional religious conservatives than typical college students. He adds that, like their elders, young voters usually don't focus on the lower half of the ticket. And that's the case for 20-year-old Brianna Piedra, a sophomore at nearby Xavier University who calls herself a hardcore Obama fan. She hasn't registered to vote yet, but says she plans to vote for Obama, even though she's not wild about his VP.
Biden, I'm not sure. I feel like maybe he could choose another vice president, maybe a little bit more, not younger, but I don't know, someone just more active. I don't know, I can't even explain it.
And as for the guys on the other ticket?
In terms of Romney and that other dude, I don't know them, so, and I don't feel like they've actually gone into the community and introduced themselves. I don't know anyone who, like, knows what they stand for, like, for real, for real.
That other dude received a hero's welcome when he returned to Miami of Ohio today. It was an opportunity to reintroduce himself and let people know where he stands. Sammy Yenigun, NPR News, Ohio.